If people who vote in a primary election are the concentrated orange juice of the electorate, then those who vote during a primary runoff election are the pulp of that same orange juice. That citrusy ultra-commitment from voters is exactly what Republican and Democratic parties are counting on. Brandon Rodenhouse, political science professor at the University of Houston, says there's a real push from both parties to claim as many congressional seats as possible in November, especially open congressional seats like District 21 or battleground districts like District 23, both with anchors in San Antonio.
It is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for Democrats to take a clean strike at the Republican hold on a conservative Texas.
Rodenhouse says Democratic primary voters will also decide this Tuesday if it will be former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez or son of late former Governor Mark White, Andrew White, who faces Republican Governor Greg Abbott in November. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.